Studio 360.
Chief, are you busy?
What's that?
Said, are you busy? Got a request for your attendance.
Can it wait? I just ate an omelet, waiting for it to digest.
Oh, yeah? What kind?
Well, mushrooms and cheese.
Noah Hawley is the showrunner of the FX series Fargo. He's also the showrunner and the guy behind the new FX show Legion, which is based on a Marvel comic book. And he has published 5 novels, including last year's best-selling Before the Fall. Like a lot of people making quality television today, Hawley watched Twin Peaks when it was first on TV and says that it remains an enduring influence on him.
One of the things that Lynch did, and especially did on Twin Peaks, is he bypassed information. You know, if you think about what a story is there to convey information to you. But if you strip the information out, if you start to put images into it that don't seem to be connected to information, you start to put things in people's heads. They have to fill in the information for themselves. And so a lot of David Lynch's most famous moments are disconnected from the story, but they have a sort of horrifying quality to them because we're not prepared for them. They're not part of the story.
Which, of course, is like art rather than like what TV was in 1990.
Yeah, and certainly back then, you know, I did 2 shows for ABC, and there was only one note that you ever got in broadcast television, which was clarity. And
yeah.
And they would sacrifice everything for clarity. They'd sacrifice the joke. They'd sacrifice the moment. So you end up seeing something and then having to explain to the audience what happened. And if you're lucky, you can avoid telling people it's about to happen as well. So certainly David Lynch bypassed that whole dynamic.
It is pretty, I've discovered it's conventional wisdom that Twin Peaks has been incredibly influential on television. Do you see that as somebody deep in TV where the influence is either witting or unwitting?
Certainly the mixture, the humor of the police station, the sort of whimsy of
right.
The sort of heightened folksiness obviously is something we deal with on Fargo as well. But even more so on Twin Peaks, it's exaggerated in a way that also makes it hard to feel grounded. Is this a serious show? Am I supposed to take this seriously? There's something very horrifying going on, and yet there's also this very comedic element, and I think it makes it bypass the part of your brain that's prepared for the story that you're watching.
Oh, dear. Lucy? Lucy, this is Pete Martell. Lucy, put Harry on the horn.
Sheriff, it's Pete Martell up at the mill. I'm going to transfer to the phone on the table by the red chair. The red chair against the wall. The little table with the lamp on it. The lamp that we moved from the corner.
There is something about the banality of life. And certainly what you learn out of that, other than that it's sort of oddly specific and very funny, is how unprepared these people are for a homicide.
Well, and it's an interesting thing because it's not a comedy, but it's not, and there are serious things and grim things, but it's an interesting thing right in between and mixing them in a way that certainly back then was not commonly done on television.
Yeah, and it's something that Lynch did overall, I think, which is to take humor to the point of the grotesque. So if you think about it, a David Lynch visual, it might be a laughing person, but someone who's laughing for far too long or holding a smile to the point where it becomes a grimace. So it takes this very familiar and sort of reassuring emotion and turns it into something creepy and uncanny. And, you know, I think that's one of his true original thoughts, is the fact that he takes familiar things and makes them behave in unfamiliar ways.
And again, I mean, that, oh, look, it's Norman Rockwell. No, it isn't. Was, you know, 26 years ago, a relatively fresher perception.
Yeah, and he had, you know, there was a lot of affectation as well. I mean, these teenagers, these archetypal teenagers, you had this sort of bevy of beautiful teenage girls all acting in a very 1950s
right.
Kind of way.
Do you like coffee? Yeah. Cream and sugar. E.J. Cooper loves coffee. Audrey.
Nothing felt naturalistic everything had an affect to it, and yet it was an affect that was deeply American and very familiar, and so we sort of saw it as an affect, but it also, you know, who were these teens except, you know, Archie and Veronica or straight out of the comics that we used to read.
Noah Hawley, thank you very much.
Thank you.